Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, October 6, 2011. Israel demolishes Al-Araqi village 30 times, and the Palestinian prisoners continue their hunger strike in Israeli jails. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Tens of thousands of Palestinian citizens of Israel took to the streets in the southern town of Bir Saba in the Negev to protest the destruction of the village of Al-Araqib and what they called the policy of forcible migration used by Israel against the Arab residents. On Wednesday, dozens of Israeli policemen and members of the so-called Israel Land Authority demolished and removed all tents and structures in Al-Araqib village in the Negev. This is the 30th time the Israeli authorities demolished the houses in Al-Araqib and the families rebuild it. Al-Araqib is a village in the Negev that Israel does not recognize as a village, although all its Arab Palestinian residents have Israeli passports. Therefore, it lacks the basic services the state provides, such as water pipelines and electricity, among many other things. A group of extremist Israeli settlers uprooted on Thursday morning at least 200 olive trees that belong to residents of Kasra village, south of the northern West Bank city of Nablus. Eyewitnesses reported that shortly after midnight, a group of Israeli settlers invaded the village and vandalized the orchard. On Thursday morning, Israeli bulldozers demolished a number of stockades, cow sheds, and tents in the valley near the West Bank city of Tubas. Arif Daragme, the mayor of Al-Malha village, said that more than 20 military vehicles, accompanied by Israeli military bulldozers and heads of the Israeli civil administration, arrived in the area and randomly demolished the properties of the residents. He added that there was no prior notice. Daragme also said that the properties in question belonged to dozens of Palestinian families residing in Al-Humma, Al-Farsiya, and Al-Malha regions in the valley. Settler violence continued in the West Bank, however, this time the Israeli soldiers were the victims. The Israeli newspaper Haaretz reported that dozens of Israeli settlers surrounded an Israeli army patrol vehicle on Wednesday evening near the Shiloh settlement, setting up roadblocks and physically assaulting the soldiers. According to Haaretz, the incident began after rumors circulated that the unauthorized outpost of Gar Yosef is about to be evacuated. At approximately 9 p.m., the settlers erected roadblocks and blocked the entrance of the outpost with their cars. Haaretz added that as the patrol arrived, the settlers surrounded it and physically clashed with the soldiers. One settler was arrested but managed to escape. On the ninth day of the hunger strike declared by the Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails, solidarity activities continue in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Staff of the Ramallah municipality undertook a solidarity hunger strike on Thursday morning. A statement from Ramallah municipality announced this action, and the municipal council of Ramallah cut short its meeting on Thursday to visit the hunger strikers at the Red Cross in Ramallah. In Gaza, Hamas and the Islamic Jihad organized marches to support the prisoners in their goal to enhance treatment by the Israeli administration in the jails. The Islamic Jihad's march took place from Abu Khadra Mosque to the sit-in tent set up in front of the Red Cross in Gaza. That was just some of the news from Palestine Today. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, Joe Rishmawi.